It's the Thursday morning show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, live from the KBXE studio. I'm here with Nate Matthews, city manager of Bemidji. People around the Bemidji area this summer will be treated to a new live music series. It's called Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. And Nate's been working with a group of community members to organize these shows. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Tell us about this series. What inspired it?
Sure. Thanks, Tammy, for the opportunity to be here and speak to you about the show. Sure. And the concert series coming up. What inspired us, those of us involved with the Downtown Business Alliance in Bemidji, was we, you know, knowing the culture and the art that we have in Bemidji, we just felt that some of us were really hopeful to try to get an outdoor music series going. We just felt that there's a lot of good connection with music in this community, and we felt the time is right to try to put together an outdoor concert series for the community.
Now, were you modeling this after other cities around the area?
Yeah, we studied, you know, Park Rapids has a really successful Thursday night summer concert series show, and also a friend of mine in St. Cloud, Troy Fritz, who coordinates the Summer by George series, a concert series in St. Cloud by Lake George. We talked with them and kind of learned from them the tricks of how they put it together and the type of music to book and so on and so forth. So for a number of months, we met and with people like that and amongst ourselves. And so kind of studied what successes they've experienced and then tried to tailor it to what we thought would work in Bemidji.
Are you hoping that this is going to have some kind of positive effect on downtown Bemidji, the businesses and the
Absolutely.
Area?
Yeah, we really hope so. I mean, that's one of the things we took away from, you know, studying the other concert series that are occurring in Minnesota, particularly Park Rapids. They really, their downtown is just humming in the middle of the week when they have those people come in. I mean, I think last week they had 700 people downtown for their Thursday show. And so we're really hopeful that, you know, with our downtown in Bemidji, which is really strong and really vibrant and rising right now, that this will be a continual boost to the businesses there.
Sounds good. So what bands will be playing?
We've got a 9-week series. One of the weeks will be during Dragon Boat, but we've got a mix of Minnesota regional artists. As we looked at our bookings, you know, and again studying what other communities do, we you know, some of them do cover bands, some of them do just folk, some do country. We felt that we wanted to do bands that would have a nice regional draw and a good mix of music. So these, for instance, these are the bands we have, and I've heard them on KBXC Radio,
right,
too.
Right, we've actually featured quite a few of them. This is really exciting for us.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited. We're opening with Patty and the Buttons on next Wednesday. Then we have the Social Animals, Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank on July 20th, Eric Koskinen, July 27th. The Acoustics are playing during Dragon Boat, and that's booked and coordinated by the Dragon Boat Committee. So those of us working the concert series have that week off, but we're going to be helping them as well. The Dead Soldiers are coming on August 10th. Fattening Frogs, August 17th. Rich Matson and the North Stars on the 24th of August. And then we're ending with our local band here in town, known only locally,
right,
on the 31st. They're going to send us off into the fall sunset.
Sounds good. So are there going to be activities, vendors, or things like that also at the shows?
Yeah, we plan to have some food vendors. I know that one of our committee members is coordinating face painting potentially, but we're really right now just trying to focus on getting the music going, getting the rhythm in place, and getting people to understand and remember that on Wednesday nights in July and August, there's going to be a free concert series down at the water. And so we really want to develop that sense of community and provide just a great way for people to come on and enjoy the lake and enjoy the summer evening.
And this is going to be right out at the grassy part of the waterfront.
Yep. Just right north of the Chamber Building, the Tourist Information Center, as we call it, that nice grass area there that is kind of our community tent zone when we have events on the lake. Bemidji Brew will be down there. We're going to have some local beer. Our food vendors are Downtown Meats and also Dickie's Barbecue. And we're trying to get another one as well, potentially. We're not sure. But yeah, it's going to be down there. It's a great place to have a concert.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
excellent
spot.
You know, yeah.
People could boat up to the up to the the shore if they want to as well.
So logistically, or housekeeping, should people bring chairs? What can they expect at this?
Chairs and blankets. Yeah, we're not going to put chairs out. As we've, you know, in St. Cloud, for instance, people bring their camping chairs or blankets to just create their own amphitheater type of feel there. They just kind of lay their claim. We're going to do that. Inside the beer garden, we may have some picnic tables and stuff set up, but that's about it.
And kind of a nasty subject, but what happens if it does rain?
If it rains, we are going to Bridget's Pub.
Okay.
That's our rain site, and we'll probably make that call mid-afternoon around 3 o'clock or so, or 4 o'clock, I'm not sure exactly. The concert itself starts at 6 p.m. and runs till 8. And our food vendors in Bemidji Brew will be down there setting up a little beforehand. So we definitely are going to still hold our concerts. It just will be in Bridget's Pub if it rains. Don't say that word.
Okay, I won't. We'll think dry thoughts here. I'm really excited for this. I love being downtown and hearing live music. I think that's just a great combination. So I hope you have a lot of success with this.
Hey, thanks. We were trying to find the best site. We looked all around downtown and we thought about doing it on the street like Park Rapids does. But we figured let's use our asset. Let's use that lake. And so that's why we decided to go down by the water.
Sounds good. That's Nate Matthews, Bemidji City Manager. He's part of a group behind the new Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront Series. It'll run every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 throughout the summer at the Lake Bemidji Waterfront. Nate, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
This conversation is part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.